Nolte, John Lovitz says cancel culture is no different than McCarthyism. By John Nolte on June 12, 2021. Actor and comedian John Lovitz showed some real moral courage this week when he openly and accurately compared today's fascist cancel culture to McCarthyism. Comedian John Lovitz is blasting modern online witch hunts, comparing them to the Red Scare that led to the famed Hollywood blacklist in the late 1940s, reports Page Six. "I'll just say it," he said. "It's no different than McCarthyism. Okay, let's see if the comparison holds. People who work in Hollywood, academia, the news media, and anyone on social media can have their names, reputations, and livelihoods destroyed, their voices blacklisted, for expressing opinions unapproved by the establishment. And there's no appeals court, no recourse. So you have to sit there and eat it. Yep, pretty sure that's McCarthyism. Oh, and just like the McCarthyism of the 1950s, to rationalize this appalling and un-American behavior, those who practice and defend it like to run around uttering words like safety and patriotism and violence. The worst part, of course, and this also happened in the 1950s, is how many of these fanatics seek to destroy others as a means to prove their own moral purity. We live in a truly fascist age that, like McCarthyism, along with all those throughout history who've sought to censor and silence, will be remembered with infamy." Lovitz went even further with his defense of the Goldbergs actor Brian Callen, who four women have accused of sexual misconduct, which he's unequivocally denied. "He should not be canceled," Lovitz said. "It's horrible. I remember reading the article and thought it was ridiculous. One girl said she was 24 and he was 42. She was his girlfriend for 3 years and, now, says, 'I'm 32 now, he should have known better.' Known what better? You're 24 to 27, you're not a kid. What did he do? He had a girlfriend who was younger? So? I like women that are younger, not illegal, most guys do. When someone does something really horrible, raping someone, of course, you should be in prison. Obviously, but stuff like a girl is on a bad date or the relationship ends and she's mad that it ended because she got dumped, come on. Yes, and then there's garbage like this, where people can emerge out of your past to accuse you of the worst things imaginable and get away with annihilating you with no evidence. No court of law, just the kangaroo court of public opinion. The sad thing is, and we all know this is true, there are a whole lot of other John Lovitzes out there. Plenty of famous people who, if they just stood up like Kirk Douglas did when he hired blacklisted screenwriter Dalton Trumbo, could put an end to this modern-day McCarthyism if they'd band together and speak out. A small minority is pushing this. Even in Hollywood, it's a small minority. But because these monsters hold the power to flip a switch and disappear you online, because they're the ones who sit in front of the TV cameras and are willing to flop on the floor and scream bloody murder until they get their way, the Quislings remain silent. History will not look kindly on them, either. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.